Deductive Logic by St. George William Joseph Stock, M.A. Part 3 of Inferences. Chapter 12 of The Determination of the Legitimate Moods of Syllogism. 599. It will be remembered that there were found to be 64 possible moods, each of which might occur in any of the four figures, giving us altogether 256 possible varieties of syllogism. The task now before us is to determine how many of these combinations of mood and figure are legitimate. 600. By the application of the preceding rules, we are enabled to reduce the 64 possible moods to 11 valid ones. This may be done by a longer or a shorter method. The longer method, which is perhaps easier of comprehension, is to write down the 64 possible moods and then strike out any such as violate any of the rules of syllogism. Editorial note. Here appears an illustration of the preceding. The illustration may be viewed on the accompanying textual version of this article on the same FCIT website. 601. The batches which are crossed are those in which the premises can yield no conclusion at all, owing to their violating Rule 6 or 9. In the rest, the premises are legitimate, but a wrong conclusion is drawn from each of them as are translineated. 602. IEO stands alone as violating Rule 4. This may require a little explanation. Since the conclusion is negative, the major term, which is its predicate, must be distributed. But the major premise, being 1, does not distribute either subject or predicate. Hence, IEO must always involve an illicit process of the major. 603. The II moods which have been left valid after being tested by the syllogistic rules are as follows. AAA, AAI, AEE, AEO, AII, AOO, EAE, EAO, EIO, IAI, OAO. 604. We will now arrive at the same result by a shorter and more scientific method. This method consists in first determining what pairs of premises are valid in accordance with Rules 6 and 9, and then examining what conclusions may be legitimately inferred from them in accordance with the other rules of syllogism. 605. The major premise may be either A, E, I, or O. If it is A, the minor also may be either A, E, I, or O. If it is E, the minor can only be A or I. If it is I, the minor can only be A or E. If it is O, the minor can only be A. Hence, there result 9 valid pairs of premises, AA, AE, AI, AO, EA, EI, IA, IE, OA. 3 of these pairs, namely AA, AE, EA, yield 2 conclusions apiece, one universal and one particular, which do not violate any of the rules of syllogism. One of them, i.e., yields no conclusion at all. The remaining 5 have their conclusion limited to a single proposition, on the principle that the conclusion must follow the weaker part. Hence, we arrive at the same result as before of II legitimate moods. AAA, AAI, AEE, AEO, EAE, EAO, AII, AOO, EIO, IAI, OAO. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.